Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
You're listening to Hit the Bell with Matthias Burbell on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
It's a Thursday Night Throwdown. I'm Matthias Burbell. This is Sports Rage, SiriusXM Channel 159. Welcome back. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, and now introducing Mr. Canada himself, fighting out of the red corner, a mixed martial artist with a professional record of 10 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. He stands 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing in at 169 pounds, fighting out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada, proper Mike Malott. What's up, Mike? Welcome.
What's going on, buddy? Got me hyped as hell. I'm ready to go now.
Hey, I'm ready to go, man. I was ready to go when you stepped into the octagon this past Saturday, I gotta say. But first question for you is, have you pinched yourself? Did you wake up today knowing that you already won the fight, or did you still think it was fight week, man?
Oh, dude, I had a couple of those this week where I wake up in the morning and just feel, like, anxious, like, okay, today's the day, we gotta do this, like, be ready, and just those first initial thoughts of, like, okay, you know, still a little bit of that fight or flight in you. And then it took me like a second where flashbacks from the fight kind of ran through my head. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm remembering the fight. Like, we fought already. The fight's over. We're done. We did this. It like takes me like another 10 seconds after like realizing that the fight already happened before my body like actually relaxes. It's like, hey, dude, no, you don't need to get into a fight today. You got this. Settle down. Just go back to sleep or enjoy your coffee in the morning. And it's a pretty great way to wake up and realize you're like, oh, the hard work. I mean, because it's like months of preparing for that, right? Months you're building toward this, and it still felt like it was there. And to get to have a few days or a month of letting that go and just not thinking necessarily about the next one and getting to enjoy the fruits of the hard work is extremely rewarding.
Well, that's the best part of the job, right? After you get that victory lap and everybody loves you, you get to kind of take a couple days off, think back to all the hard work that you put through. But the best part that you probably get to go through is thinking about that walkout again, thinking about the ways that you won that fight, and then thinking about the celebration with your team afterwards, man. Tell me about that. Tell me about how your team aspect is. Tell me about your walkout before the locker room, knowing that the Canadians were 5-0 before you walked out. Did that add any more pressure for you going into this fight, knowing that, man, if I win right now, we're going to go 6-0, and the hype train for Canada is back on board, man? What was that like?
I mean, it certainly could have been pressure, right? I felt like I prepared mentally really well for that throughout camp. Like, that's something I spent some time thinking about leading up to this fight, where I'm like, okay, there's five other Canadians on the card, and three of them are your teammates. You're emotionally invested in these people. What happens if everyone loses and you're the last Canadian holding it down? Like, how does that feel walking out? Okay, you're the sixth Canadian fighting and everyone's won. All you have to do is tap it in for you know, the win. All you have to do is you're almost there. You just have to hold the fort down and not be the one to ruin the night, you know, and everything in between. So you could have viewed that as pressure. But at the end of the day, I'm like just so grateful that I get to fight for the UFC for a living. Like, that's what I do. I don't have a job. I'm a 31-year-old man who is unemployed and fist fights people 3 times a year for a living. Like, dude, I wouldn't want to rewrite my life in any other way. Like, I love the life that I have. So I'm like, screw pressure, man. You get to do what you love every single day. You get to fight a few times a year. You get to make money doing it. You get to travel the world with your best friends and your coaches who are heavily invested in your well-being and your performance and making you better. You're heavily invested in them. It's just like a great relationship that I have with my coaches where they all know me very personally. I'm not just like another guy that they have. They're three of the people I'm closest with in life. And, you know, the day I decide to stop fighting, I know it won't affect our relationships in any way. Like, we're all really close. And on top of that, they're all experts in their fields. Like, I have a, you know, world-class Muay Thai coach who's a European and Romanian Muay Thai champion in the 90s and early 2000s and has trained tons of world champion kickboxers and other UFC fighters. And he's a UFC cut man himself. And my wrestling coach is a two-time alternate Olympian, you know, multiple-time national champion and medalist in freestyle wrestling. And then my jiu-jitsu coach is a world-class black belt in jiu-jitsu. He won worlds at brown belt. Like, the guys all, they check the three main boxes of kind of striking, kickboxing, wrestling, and jiu-jitsu. And they're all experts at what they do. And then my mental coach, Danny Patterson, is just an elite mental coach. So I just have every box covered in the strongest way possible. They all believe in me. We're all really close. So it just makes going through such a stressful week in camp and sport and life so much more enjoyable. You know, like, this, there isn't anyone else, win, lose, or draw, that I would want on this journey with me. And I really feel like so blessed to have those guys with me. So it relieves a lot of the pressure of feeling like you need to win. And then afterwards, we get to celebrate together. And it's like, throw my family and my fiance into the mix. And it's like, who else would I rather celebrate a win with than the people I love more than anything?
No, that's the best parts of life, man. When people succeed in their life, the first phone calls that they have are to their family members and to their loved ones, to feel that emotion go through your body. And it's special. Those are special moments that stand out to anybody. Doesn't matter if you're a UFC fighter or if you're me or if you're working at a school. When you succeed and you get those accomplishments, you want to share that with your family members, and you want to see their emotional response to what you're actually telling them and what you're showing them. And those are the greatest moments in life, man. And I love that you bring up your coaches, because your coaches had you ready to go, you know, for this fight in every way possible. You know, some people say, oh, Mike had a really, really easy time in there. You know, he finished the fight in the second round. He had complete control. I don't really see it like that, man. I see this as you had a hurdle to jump on the walkout. You know, you had the whole walkout plan. I don't think in your wildest imaginations could you ever imagine your walkout in your country with everybody screaming and all of a sudden you having to have a lateral movement, you know, you're pretty much a wide receiver type of movement to sprint down the field to avoid getting ran over by a falling barricade, man, with people falling over you. How crazy was that? And how hard was it to keep your focus after that? You didn't even turn around to see if they were okay, which obviously you can't do that, man. You got to focus on what's in front of you. Adam freaking Fugit is ready to destroy you and take away your shine. You had to stay focused, man, and you did exactly that. And even to throw more into that, you landed a huge snap kick to Fugit in the first 40 seconds of the fight where he clenched up and kind of retreated. How hard was it for you not to want to go finish the fight right there and actually stay composed and not do something stupid like many other fighters would do in that scenario?
That's something my striking coach, Kruelin Helmijan, said fight day. We had a chat, and he's like, look, Mikey, you're going to hurt this man. He's like, and when you do, he's like, I want you to take a second. I want you to analyze the situation. I don't want you to rush in and feel like you need to put this man away immediately. If you hurt him once, you can hurt him again, and you will hurt him once, you will hurt him again. So stay calm, stay composed, and analyze the situation. Take a step back and pick at him and find your shot. Don't rush the shot, because the most dangerous animal is a wounded animal and a cornered animal, right? So this guy is dangerous. He's finished 8 of his 9 wins, right? He's a decorated Muay Thai champion, a lifelong wrestler, a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a guy who's competed professionally in Jiu-Jitsu. This man is good at everything in MMA. He's long. He has a 4-inch reach on you. He's heavier than you. He used to fight at middleweight. He's a southpaw. He's long. Like, there's a lot of things we need to watch for in this. We believe in my skills, but don't rush it. Don't feel like I got him hurt. This is the only time I have to capitalize now. And I loved that advice from my coaches. I loved that advice from my corner. Just gives me even more confidence in the people that I bring with me to these fights.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's like, I have world-class coaches with me down to those type details, right? Not just techniques, but tactical strategies, right? So, yeah, it can be overwhelming. You see guys do that all the time. They sting a guy, they hurt a guy, and they give it everything they've got for the finish and they gas, or they go in too quickly and they get taken down, or they get caught themselves and knocked out. And it's like, just damn, if I had only, that sentence keeps me up at night and gets me up early in the morning and makes me want to work hard. I'm like, we will not be the guys on the bus ride home talking about what should have, could have happened. We will be the guys in the bus talking about where we're having dinner. You know,
oh, well said, man. Well said. And you know what? That's always that little thing called fear that crawls up in the back of your mind, which makes you who you are today. If you want to stay on top of your game, if you want to stay 100%, there's no rest for the wicked. Like Gabriel Morenci says, man, we are talking to UFC welterweight Mike Malott, 3-0 in the UFC, 10-1-1 overall. He just got that victory at UFC 289 in Vancouver, Canada. You could follow him on Twitter at Michael_Malott. The guy is a killer. There's no better way to say it. He is an absolute killer. Mike, going back to your fight at UFC 289, let's talk about what's happening with your record right now in four fights. You've only been hit 23 times. You've only absorbed 23 shots in four fights. I don't know about you, bro, but could you tell everybody what your cheat code is for the game? Because I don't know a lot of people that could actually do that. What's the cheat code? Please tell me, man. I want to beat this game too.
It's funny, man. So a couple things on that. Number one, I went up to 23 this time. According to the CompuStrikes, I was hit 9 times in the fight, which I cannot count all 9. I think they're really grasping at straws for that. He landed one right hook. He landed one right hook when he was off balance. I was off balance too. I was on one leg throwing a kick, and I recognized it. I was like, okay, he's got a dangerous right hook. Be okay with it. But that didn't hurt at all. And, you know, and then I did remind myself, like, just because that one didn't hurt doesn't mean another one can't. So stay disciplined. But funny thing we just realized. So my brother's a professional hockey player. Before I got signed to Contender Series, that same weekend he played his first NHL preseason game. So he played a couple games with the Winnipeg Jets and scored a goal and got an assist, got second star of the game, killed it, right? So first weekend he plays a preseason NHL game. That's 2 days later I fight on Contender Series and I get signed to the UFC. He's number 39, and I won my fight in 39 seconds, okay? Fast forward to today. I, at weigh-ins, am brought to meet the Vancouver Canucks. A couple of the guys on the Vancouver Canucks, super nice guys, met their PR team. We chatted for a little bit, shake hands, how's camp, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, guys, well, I'm going to go get some food and start refueling. And they're like, oh, we've got a gift for you. And they got me a Canucks jersey. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Got the Canucks jersey custom. Name on the back says Malott, number 23 for 2023, right? I'm like, oh, that's wild, 2023. Then fast forward to how many times have I been hit in my UFC career? 23, okay? Both number 23. Then we circle it back to my brother. How many goals did he score this year and last year in his career? 23, man. Dude, what's going on?
Wow.
My life is a simulation.
Wow.
It's super weird. It's super weird. Like, if you wrote this stuff in a movie, it would be, like, way too corny or, like, guys, settle it down. Yeah. That's not the kind of stuff that happens in real life, right? It's like, it keeps happening, and it keeps happening with my brother and I. And, you know, there was a bunch of other stuff leading up to that kept happening. Like, we both got the call for the NHL and the UFC a month apart, but at the same location. We were both up in Muskoka out on a boat. Both happens that way. And then there's like a couple other things, like the same weekend he got recruited to Cornell, I found out I was fighting in Bellator, which is another massive organization. Like, things keep happening in pairs with us. So it's pretty awesome, man. It's pretty great to get to go through, like, living your dream as an athlete with your brother who's also living his dream as an athlete.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic to hear, man. And you know what? That sounds like God's plan. In my opinion, when you're doing things right and you're doing things the right way and not cheating and taking the shortcuts and just doing things the right way and actually just being a good man, God will send you signs. And in my opinion, this is a clear sign of him saying, don't change the way you're training. Don't change the way that you're living your life, Mr. Mike Malott. Keep doing you. And you guys are going to keep succeeding in life, man. And that's fantastic. I got one last question for you because we're running out of time and we're getting pushed up against the fence. Who do you want to fight next? Because in my opinion, you're one win away from a top 15 ranking in the welterweight division, Mike.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think there is one more fight, one more win. Somebody probably ranked between, you know, 20 and 30, somewhere in there, 20 and 35, 25 and 40, somewhere in there, right? To be perfectly honest, man, I'm going to be boring. I have no call out right now. As soon as I'm ready for a fight again, I'll get on the horn. I'll start calling people out. I'll get online and I'll start calling names out. But right now, I've just had 7 straight months of preparing for 3 competitions. I want to have 0 opponent in mind. I want to have 0 date in mind. I want to move into my new house with my fiance. I want to enjoy a little bit of the summer, and then I want to get back on that grind.
Well, there you have it, folks. Congratulations to UFC welterweight Mike Malott. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Sports Rage Late Night tonight, man. It was a pleasure. Canada, stand up! Mike Malott, thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.